I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll admit, it's super weird to be talking about the NBA's return, the NHL too. We've got a little bit of news from hockey and looking ahead to the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs, even as we bid farewell to June and say hello to the month of July. It doesn't matter how many times I say it, it's still odd. Maybe by the end of July, I'll get used to the fact that it's actually July. But July holds infinite possibilities. And so I'm excited both in sports and out of sports to see what this month will mean for us. And it certainly does mean another birthday for the United States of America. And in my attempts to be optimistic and encouraging, and to bring some positivity into a year in which it's been tough for our nation. Let's just be honest. We're highlighting some of the great features of our wonderful nation. And so as we march down or count down March to Independence Day, I'm asking you on this edition of the show, what is America's pastime? And I get it. Some of you think you're super funny and you're sending me political answers, or you're sending me, well, answers that I would never use on the air. In fact, some of you have had to block or mute. So if you could maybe think about fun activities or things that we enjoy doing as Americans, that's more what I'm going for. I'm not going to share the ones that are blech. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, what is America's pastime? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Commissioner Adam Silver of the NBA, a guest on Time 100 Talks, and he was asked about this bubble in Orlando and the possibility that the season will actually wrap up despite what is an increase in cases in the Orlando area.
Never full steam ahead, no matter what. I think one thing we're learning about this virus is much is unpredictable. And I think we and our players together with their union, the Players Association, look at the data on a daily basis. And if there were something to change that was outside of the scope of what we're playing for, certainly we would revisit, our plans. I'd also say, we're testing daily. We haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that would, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
Silver, commissioner of the NBA, has been on the front lines, has been really vocal during this time trying to get the NBA back on the court. Right now, we're pleased to welcome former NBA big man and current Denver Nuggets TV analyst Scott Hastings, who joins us live. And Scott, when you hear Commissioner Silver talk about this fluid situation, what do you think of his leadership and the way that the NBA has tried to put this plan in place?
Well, listen, it's a weird time, Amy, and you know, I do a radio show here in Denver as well, and my one of my partners coined a phrase, only Corona knows. So, it's kind of where we're living at right now, and I think, Commissioner Silver's right. You have to remain fluid. You have to remain a little flexible. No one in our lifetime has experienced anything like this, so to sit there and put stuff in stone is probably ridiculous. I will say this, and this is no knock on any of the other three major commissioners in American sports, but I think Commissioner Silver is the best. I think he listens to his players more than the other leagues, especially baseball. I don't even know if they talk to each other, let alone listen to each other. So I you know, you just kind of got to trust the situation, really. The good news is most of the athletes are in their prime and are in great condition, and that virus has had lesser effect on people of that sort. There are, you know, men and women who are a little older who kind of fit in the demographic of you know, true caution on this virus that you got to look out for as well. So I don't know. Listen, it's all weird. I'm counting on doing some games via our studio back in Colorado for the games in Orlando coming up here in a few weeks, and we will see. I haven't shaved my beard yet, so I guess I will when I have to.
Scott, knowing what you know of the Denver Nuggets and others in the NBA community, as much as the health and safety protocols are stringent and they're restrictive, how committed do you think the basketball community will be to following them, understanding the big picture?
Well, and that's a great point. And you know, it goes really for all the leagues, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL. If all the guys and the teams follow the protocols, I think they're going to be all right. I think, you know, Disney and the people down there in Orlando that are owning the facilities, I think will go beyond, you know, not only because, you know, listen, they want a good grade. They're going to be paid a lot of money, I'm sure. The NBA, there's a lot of expensive assets you're going to be running around that area. So I think they're going to have as sterile as possible of facilities for these guys. Now, it's the key. Listen, we're Americans. We've seen it, you know, on you know, people gathering in social circles without distancing. We've seen it, you know, whether it was, you know, through a protest or through I just want to go to a bar, you know, people near each other. If the players follow the guidelines, I think they can pull this thing off. But, you know, human nature. It's the frog and the scorpion swimming across the river. And you know, frog's giving the scorpion a ride. And he says, well, I can't give you a ride. You'll sting me and I'll die. And he goes, well, if you die, then I drown. Halfway across the river, scorpion stings him. He says, what did you do that for? He said, well, it's my nature. So you got to trust human nature. I think they'll be able to pull this off, but guys are going to have to follow the rules. And you know, you're in this business. Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Definitely is. Scott Hastings with us from Denver, not only a former NBA big man himself in the 80s and early 90s, but also part of the Denver Nuggets TV crew. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So the Nuggets closed their team's practice facility going back to the weekend. They've had a few positive tests for the virus, including a couple of members of what will be their Orlando traveling party. We know that Nikola Jokic tested positive in Serbia. He was asymptomatic, as you mentioned. But when you hear that, how concerned are you?
Oh, listen, you probably got the wrong guy, because I'm not as concerned as probably I should or probably that others are. I still, gosh, and here's Amy, here's the foolish Scott. I trust. If I put myself, if I were an athlete, I would be there and I'd be ready to play. It's been 90 days or
yes,
more since March 11th that anybody's able to do anything. And I would trust, you know, as I said a while ago, these are assets. I mean, you know, the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I think aren't going to do something stupid to risk LeBron James or Houston and James Harden or, you know, Damian Lillard with Portland or all these great players. Because these are huge assets, not only, you know, for their teams and for the league. So I would tend to trust, but we will see. You know, like I said, I think they can pull this off. I think you got to do the right things. You know, I've spoken to a number of medical people and doctors, my own doctor, and I hear advice that they give me. And it's just kind of paying attention to detail. Don't be running around off campus and doing crazy things. And, you know, I think they can pull this off, but you know, all it takes is one or two guys to decide, right. Hey, there's a great club down the street. You know, there ain't no security guards out there. We can go ahead and hit there and be back by one. You start having, you know, stuff like that happen, then who knows what could happen.
Mm. I like your optimism, though. And it when you spell it out like that, follow the rules. Remember that it's not just about you. There's an entire NBA community and the rest of the season that is riding on this. And be smart. I mean, it sounds so simple, and yet you talk about our freedoms as Americans. Sometimes we don't consider other people. We just kind of consider what makes us happy.
Well, think about this, and I think it's the same thing, you know, for the NFL. And they, unlike all the other leagues, have had time to kind of see what's going to go on, see what's working, what's not working, so on and so forth. But it's the same thing. Most places have their own practice facilities. You can secure those as much as you can and sterilize them as best as you can. And then you got to trust the people. That's the wild card is the players themselves, the staff. Listen, I'm calling out players being smart. Listen, I've known a bunch of dumb coaches in my league in my day also that go out and do as much or more than players do. So, you know, it's on all of them. And you know, the NFL, if you're following, you know, hygienic stuff at home,
right.
You're not going out and about and going to 20 different restaurants during the week and all this stuff, and you're semi-quarantined, if you will. Then you're in your car and you're in a practice facility that you hope is a sterile environment. And then here comes the game time. As you go back to that sterile environment, get on a bus, you hope that's clean. I'm sure that everybody who gets those contracts are going to be extra careful. You get on a charter plane where no one else is on. That they can do this if the people involved, and that's the wild card, is all the coaches, all the staff, their spouses and significant others and friends. And you can do this. It's going to take discipline.
Sure.
I watched the Coach Sutton documentary last night, Dedication, Discipline, Defense. You know, you got to have some dedication and discipline. And I think the leagues can pull this off.
Let's talk a little bit about the Nuggets, who have already clinched a playoff spot or before basketball went into hibernation. And not just that, are among the top three teams in the Western Conference when they shut down. What will you, as they get ready to get back to basketball, what will you say are their strengths and the ways that they can navigate this weird kind of finish to the regular season and then on into the playoffs? What will power them?
Well, you know, there's sometimes bliss and youthful ignorance, you know. They got a taste of the playoffs last year, and I think surprised a few people with their mental toughness. They did lose a game 7 at home to Portland in that second round, but I think you learn from that. And I think we all watched, you know, Michael Jordan's documentary, and whether it was, you know, Kobe talking on it or Michael talking on it or Pippen talking on it or Isaiah Thomas, you got to go through tough times, and maybe that was their tough time. They're a very good team. They're a talented team. Can they mature between now and then? And I don't know, you know, I don't get to listen to your show much. I'm usually in bed, by the way. I'm amazed you can do a show at this hour. But you got to think about certain teams. There is not going to be a home court advantage. You're not going to have wild L.A. crowds. You're not going to have the altitude of Denver or Utah. You're not going to have the college atmosphere of an Oklahoma City crowd or anything.
Mm.
And so it's really going to come down to, and here's another thing, that Denver loses its altitude, which is a huge home court advantage, not only from the, you know, the oxygen and everything trying to breathe, but the fatigue that increases over a long series on opponents. That advantage is away from them. But this is going to be like an AAU tournament. I don't know when the last time you stopped by and went into one. But
sure.
Basically, all it is a bunch of teams watching each other play,
mm-hmm.
A few scouts and some coaches in the stands, and officials. Now, they may not get Nikola Jokic's parents down there to run the score clock like they do sometimes. They may actually get real people. But this is going to be an AAU atmosphere. And on one hand, you know, I look at young teams being able to get into that easier than maybe a more veteran team. Whereas, you know, you look at playoffs and you think a veteran team has the experience, and they do. This is going to be unlike anything anybody's ever played, and I'm not so sure that a young team that is 2 or 3 years removed from playing on the AAU circuit might go, hey, dude, this is like the Midwest maybe tournament in Wichita, Kansas. You know, this is like down at the Dean Dome in June during the AAU tournament. So I think it's just going to be an interesting thing. Kind of look forward to seeing and hoping it happens.
So then do you think it lends itself to kind of crazy results and wild upsets, considering that, I mean, the season is 3 months in the rearview mirror, and as you say, nothing really resembles what we know about the NBA?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I can see it. I think if we all, you know, all of us who make a living in the sports world were to sit around a round table, I think you could have 10 or 12 different scenarios, and I think they'd all be viable. You know, the most experienced team go in. I can see that. That always plays true. I like my AAU theory. Okay, that's cool. How about a Florida team? You know, they're not traveling in between series games, but, you know, the team's in Miami. It's what, a 2-hour drive north or whatever it is to get up there. You're closer. Maybe that helps. I don't know. I think it's just going to be really interesting. I think you got to give the Lakers the biggest advantage of everybody because they still have the greatest player in the world on their team. And I remember when someone said to me when Cleveland beat Golden State in that game 7, and somebody says, you never want to get to game 7 when the best player in the world is on the other team. So now, you know, you get into a scenario here, and maybe the most experienced guy that's going to be in Orlando, well, it is the most experienced guy in Orlando, is going to be LeBron James.
Before I let you go, Scott, you've been so generous with your time, even though normally you're asleep at this hour, so thank you for that.
I'm watching a new series on Prime. I was waiting on you. Have you seen Upload yet?
I haven't. Is it good?
I tell you, it's pretty good. It's by the guy that did the Office or created the Office. It's not as funny as you thought it would be. Yet it's humorous, and yet it's touching, and there's a little intrigue in it. I'm impressed.
All right, I like it. So then I'll let you get back to it. Before I let you do that, though, you wrapped up your career in the early 90s. In fact, your last two seasons were with the Denver Nuggets. What did you think of The Last Dance? You brought it up a couple minutes ago.
Well, Amy, you know, we haven't met. I know you'd probably like me and think I'm a cool guy if we did.
of course.
In the first 2 or 3 episodes, I was on the Pistons team that beat Jordan in the back-to-back championship year, and then I was also on the team that didn't shake hands, although I did. I was on the floor. So I remember that. It was a refreshing of the memory bank, if you will. I made a handful of cameos, and so I like to tell everybody they couldn't have done The Last Dance without me. You can't tell the story of Michael Jordan without Scott Hastings, that's for sure. I thought it was neat. You know, I talked to a number of people, and remember, this is when all the lockups started happening right around the country, was when the dance came out. I did say, and I hope all young players watched it, because like him or not like him, there's a mindset that the greatest have. Kobe had it. Michael had it. Isaiah Thomas had it. I had good friends with Joe Klein, who we had on our radio show, and Joe played in Boston with Bird and McHale. He played in Chicago with Pippen and Jordan, and he caught Shaq and Kobe late in his career, early in their beginnings. And he said all of them. All those dudes just had this different mindset. And he also played with Charles Barkley. He said, Charles is the only one that didn't have the mindset. But but they lived and breathed, and there was nothing more important. And that came out. And I was hoping, especially with a young team like the Nuggets, I want Jamal Murray to see that. I want Nikola Jokic to see that, and Gary Harris and some of the other guys, Michael Porter Jr., you know, to see that, you know, you want to be great. You may sacrifice some friends and some buddies along the way, but they never forget you. And you usually walk away with a pocket full of loot and a handful of rings.
Well, and anybody who can do that is already ahead of the game, right? So, well,
yeah, it should be. But it also proved again that Michael Jordan is the greatest player that's ever played.
All right. And that's the final word from Scott Hastings, who, yes, is a very cool guy. You can find him on Twitter at Scott Hastings. Easy played in the NBA himself as a big man going back to the 80s and the early 90s. And I'd forgotten about your connection, so thank you for reminding me of that. It's really good to have you on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Be safe, Scott.
Hey, anytime you need me, Amy. Thank you. And sorry I missed that first one. I was playing Star Trek on my phone.
It's fine. Good night, Scott.
See you.
So, Scott from Denver, the Nuggets TV color commentator, he was supposed to join us last hour, and we called him and called him, and by we, I mean Dave. Dave called him and called him, and he didn't answer, and then he calls back as we're about to get to the break at the top of the hour, and now we know the truth. He was playing Star Trek on his phone. Whatever keeps you awake, man, whatever works. But gosh, that's really cool. So as I was looking at his career stats, I was seeing, yes, of course, he played with the Pistons, the Bad Boys, in the late 80s and then the early 90s. He was with them for two seasons. And he said he did, in fact, shake hands. He was there at that game when many of the Pistons declined to shake hands with the Bulls after the Bulls finally dispatched the Bad Boys. But Scott did. That's cool. That's a cool piece of trivia. And Scott was fantastic. A lot of fun. Great sense of humor. So we're glad to have him on the show from Denver, even though it's way past his bedtime.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One thing we have learned as sports prepare, team sports prepare for their return, is that it's not one size fits all. Not every athlete believes it's worth the risk, and not every athlete wants to return in the midst of a pandemic. And Wilson Chandler of the Brooklyn Nets is opting to remain with his family. He's not going to be with his team when the team heads to Orlando. And I appreciate that the NBA, the NFL, well, not so much the NFL, although I suppose there will be players that will opt out, but the NBA, the NHL has made that provision available. Major League Baseball, we have seen some pretty high profile players decide not to play in 2020. And so we'll see, but that's a wrinkle that we've never talked about before, that we've never had to talk about before, because this is a year unlike any other. And now here we head into the month of July, just crazy. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, getting set to celebrate our nation's birthday. So what do you think are America's pastimes? And certainly it can be more than one. I didn't really consider this, but I do like the many of you who are saying that America's pastime is eating. I mean, we spend so much time on the show talking about food that I would agree with you that eating is definitely one of America's pastimes. I don't know that we're all so elitist as to call ourselves foodies, a term that was trending not that long ago. It's like everybody who liked eating called themselves a foodie on social media. And so I don't know that we can all classify ourselves as foodies. But we do love food, for sure. And so America's pastime, one of them, eating. Kevin on Facebook says bonfires. I hope he means actual bonfires. Let's see. Some of your other posts on Facebook. Joanne says waiting for bars and restaurants to reopen, which is along the eating theme. Oh my gosh. I saw that New Jersey has tabled its plans for now to reopen restaurants for indoor seating. So you can still do takeout. You can still go and sit outdoors. And many restaurants have now put outdoor seating in their parking lots or next to their buildings. And so there are places where you can eat out. But they've for now, tabled any plans to move into phase three. And so at this point, we're still into phase two. But Joanne's right. In the spring of 2020, in the early summer now, it's all about waiting for bars and restaurants to reopen. Jeremy's got a list. America's pastimes include camping, fishing, swimming, good food, family, and fireworks. So I said some of those are applicable to those people who don't live in major cities. So maybe they're more vacation pastimes, but definitely those are ones that appeal to me. Mark says hard work. Oh, I like that one. That one's awesome. America's pastime is hard work. We definitely have a lot of workaholics in the United States of America. Steve says Sunday dinner or gatherings. That's a cool one. Tim on Facebook, cookouts with family and enjoying the hot weather. Eric says America's pastime remains baseball. And for me, I've made a lot of friends because of that. Cool. I appreciate that too. Another Eric on Facebook, fishing and ice cream. Sean says apple pie and vanilla ice cream is America's pastime. Now we're going to do a food question as we head toward Independence Day. That'll come a little bit later in the week. But I do like that so many of you are throwing in some of our favorite foods as Americans. Elsa on Facebook says barbecuing. Oh, we do like to barbecue. Brian says barbecue and beer. Michael says smoking meat. As long as that's what we're smoking. Will believes gardening is one of America's pastimes. Oh, this one is so great from Ricky. Posting memes. That is America's pastime. And I've seen others of you who would say that spending time on social media is now America's pastime, which makes me want to throw up. I hate social media. I cannot wait until social media is no longer a part of my life. Jesse says, actually spending time with family and loved ones, we're all too busy with work now. Now, see, I would say that's been a gift of 2020 is that many of us are spending more time with our families because we're home, because we've been forced to work from home or we're not working at all. So there is a silver lining to that. Now, for those of us whose families are not in the area, it's been more difficult. And I know I'm not alone in saying that it's been tough to be separated. My family visit last week and all of them descending upon my new house to rescue me. It was a blessing in more ways than one because I hadn't been able to see them in so long and to visit with them. So speaking of that, I do have an update on Grammy Helen. There's some good news. And I know last night I was sharing with you that I'm devastated that I still don't have any way that I can see her. And it may be a while, but there was some good news when I talked to Grammy on Tuesday evening. So we'll continue to take your questions for Ask Amy Anything, as well as your responses. What is America's pastime in 2020? And we're looking for positive, uplifting, fun. I'm not looking for your cynical, your negative. This is a chance to highlight some of the great features about our country because we do live in the greatest country in the world.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It used to be, I don't know that you could say it anymore, but it used to be that among sports fans, one of our pastimes in the United States is poking fun at Cleveland sports, but you can't do that anymore because now they've got the NBA title and the Indians went to the World Series and the football program is on the rise, right? Right? At least that's what everyone was telling me this time last year. Yeah, it was a epic fail. According to all their expectations, it was worse to see the crash and burn in 2019. But there's a lot of optimism yet again, though I think quieter and more tempered. But there certainly is optimism around the Browns in 2020. Should there be a full football season? I've got too many balls juggling around in my brain.
Oh, Browns!
I hope that they're able to deliver and have a winning record and potentially challenge for a playoff spot, if not make the postseason. That would be amazing. I love those stories And so I'm rooting for you, Cleveland, as I always say, and yet no one believes me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up next hour, we've got some football audio, like Ron Rivera, new head coach of the Washington Redskins. I guess we can still call him new until he actually coaches a game for the Redskins. And also a little bit of insight from one of the Browns' offensive linemen regarding Baker Mayfield and how he is approaching year number three. And of course, Baker would be the first to tell you that he bears a lot of responsibility for the failures of the Browns in 2019, and that he's hoping that he can rectify that situation, at least on his end, right? So he can take care of what he needs to take care of and lead by example, and also be a guy that sets a tone for his locker room, because like it or not, that is one of the responsibilities that falls on the shoulders of the quarterback, whether it's at the college level, whether it's at the NFL level. Let's see. We're looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is now an hour away here on the Hump Show. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can also send them to our Facebook page. Just look for the bright orange box. Super easy. And then you can answer our show question. We're trying to highlight some of the great features about the United States of America as we count down to her birthday on Saturday. What is America's pastime? And some of your answers are fantastic, and they make me smile, and they make me happy as I think about how much I love to be an American. I know it's been a difficult year. I know that our nation is divided when it comes to many issues. And I know that at times it's acrimonious, and it seems like the negative far outweighs the positive. But I still say I would rather live no other place in the world. And having traveled extensively to other countries, including third world countries, and spending time there, which I highly recommend, getting to know the people and the cultures in other parts of the world on other continents, but also recognizing how blessed we are. I mean, I say this to as many people as I possibly can. Get outside the U.S. borders. And I don't mean Canada. Canada is also a great nation. And by the way, happy Canada Day on July 1st. I am referring to nations like Cuba, where I've been, where they're a communist country and they're not free. Or Mozambique, which is the eighth poorest country in the world. Or Ecuador, up in the Andes Mountains, where they live very simply, and to make them happy, all you have to do is hand the kids a soccer ball and an air pump so that they can keep that soccer ball inflated. We are so blessed, and we have so much in this country, and freedom is, I would say, America's pastime. We abuse it sometimes. I'm not telling you we always do the right things and we always make the right decisions, but freedom is definitely a pastime that I hope we never take for granted in the U.S. So you can find us again on Twitter or on Facebook. What are America's pastimes in your opinion? And send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Before we move on from the Cleveland ties, you remember David Griffin. He's now with the New Orleans Pelicans, but of course he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers when they won their NBA title. He hired David Blatt as the head coach. He selected Andrew Wiggins as the overall first round pick. And then of course he was able to bring in Kevin Love, to bring in some of the others like LeBron James, who, you know, were then able to create that team that ended up winning the title and coming back from a 3-1 deficit against Golden State. So David Griffin has got quite a resume, though, of course, he was bounced not that long after all of his great glory as a general manager. He's now with New Orleans, and the New Orleans Brain Trust, he and Alvin Gentry were answering questions on Tuesday about the start of the NBA season. And he's confident. I mean, David Griffin believes that the NBA is covering all of its bases, to cross over and use a baseball analogy.
It would certainly be a positive for us to start later, because this is a football town first. And if we're going to really take a foothold in the market, starting later gives us an opportunity to start in a setting where all eyes are on us. So we would certainly support that as a franchise. And I know several teams around the league have pushed that agenda throughout this. So if it ended up being something that was permanently the case, we would absolutely feel grateful for that.
All right. Your host totally screwed up. I asked Dave for a cut that I just that wasn't what I expected. So forgive me for that. David Griffin was talking about something completely different. This is one of the challenges of not being in the same place with my producer. So that's totally my fault. David Griffin from New Orleans was talking about, in that particular soundbite, was talking about the idea of pushing back the start of the 2021 season, especially if the NBA Finals do go into mid-October, and how much better that would be in a town like New Orleans, where football is king, where the Saints drive the bus. And really, that's the case in pretty much every major market where both the NFL and the NBA reside. And while we haven't talked about this a whole lot, because we're going to see if basketball gets started, we're still at that point where it's a tenuous situation. It is not optimal for the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball, but baseball navigates it every year. It's not optimal for those sports to put their postseasons up against football, because they're going to lose every time. Football is a juggernaut. And if we have football, and if it moves forward, and whether it's delayed or whether we see, you know, some different stipulations, whatever the case is, if the NFL is on the field, if college football is out there, the NBA and the NHL, their playoffs. Now, granted, in October and then in November, they are competing with the NFL in terms of their regular season. Do you know? That's why we hear so often, oh, the NBA season doesn't actually start until Christmas. Well, that's because the NFL is attracting the majority of attention in the sports world. Yes, it does actually start in late October and November. But we don't pay nearly as much attention as sports fans, because football is dominating. And so what David Griffin is saying is, hey, if we push back the start of the season later, well, then it benefits us, because we are not competing as much with the Saints and with the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Like I said, I totally screwed up. That was not where I was going. Coach Alvin Gentry, he's the one who's talking about he's confident in the way that the NBA is navigating this challenge.
This is brand new to everyone. You know, this is not something that you can go back and take a blueprint from another time that it happened and correct all the things that were wrong in those situations. This is new to everyone involved. So I know that the NBA is going to do complete due diligence. You know, you have to hope that everybody's going to cooperate with the rules that are going to be in place. And if that's the case, yeah, I think it can be pulled off.
That was what I wanted you to hear from the New Orleans Brain Trust. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Chris on our Facebook page says the mullet is America's pastime. The mullet. I don't think I know anyone who has a mullet. I know people on TV or see people on TV who have mullets, but yeah, I don't know anyone in my personal life who has a mullet. That's definitely my loss. Rich on Facebook, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah, where have we heard that phrase before? It definitely is something we're guaranteed in the United States. Again, that freedom to pursue our own lives and our own liberties and our own happiness. We make decisions that others don't agree with, but even the wrong decisions are protected as long as they're not criminal in the United States. So I wanted to tell you really quickly about my Grammy Helen, because on the show last night, I shared with you that right now the restrictions around her senior living community are so restrictive that it's not possible for me to visit her. She is allowed to have visitors, but only 15 minutes every 2 weeks. And the person, the family member who visits her, has to be in the state and in the area in Wisconsin for 14 days before they can have access to her. And it's just not possible for me right now. I'm hoping that those restrictions lighten up a little bit later in the summer, and that I could go to Wisconsin, take a test, and once I'm negative, then spend time with her. But right now it's not possible. So I had put off calling her because I knew I was going to be disappointed, and I didn't want to share that disappointment with her. So I called her on Tuesday evening, called her from the new house, and told her a little bit about the moving and the unpacking process and the visit with family last week. And then I said, Grammy, you sound a little tired. Well, what did you do today? I went to the doctor. Whoa, that's a huge deal. My Grammy left her building In fact, left her floor. She lives on the second floor at her senior living community. Left her building for the first time in nearly 4 months and got to see my uncle because he picked her up and he took her to the doctor's office. So she got some family time and time outdoors. She said it was a beautiful day in her part of Wisconsin. I'm just so happy for these baby steps, even though there's a long journey yet to come.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.